Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
What is up, Zoneheads? Welcome in to another edition of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Today's episode proudly sponsored by AuthenticAudioPro.com. Producing radio commercials costs a whole lot of coin. Producing radio or podcasts in general, if you want them done properly, not going to be cheap. Most production companies are going to quote you in the range of $1,000 to $2,500, depending on inclusions like music, voice actors, and editing. Just for an ad, not even distributing that ad, just for an ad, they're going to end up charging you all of that. I work in the industry. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I run this website, AuthenticAudioPro.com, would never charge you that much. I want to help small business owners tell their story in a professional manner. And as I describe to people that look at ways to market their business, today's landscape is so different. The world of media is changing. Telling your own story, there is such inherent value in that. Rather than handing copy points to someone else and letting them tell your story, tell your own. Cut up pieces of that. Share that on your social feeds. Email newsletters. People delete those instantaneously. This is the wave of the future. I can help you get there. AuthenticAudioPro.com for more information on that. This episode that you are listening to, if you like to listen to this in sequential order, this will be the last episode for the next 2 weeks. We're taking a little summer break on the Zoneheads Orlando podcast feed. So thank you to all of you that have made this part of your new routine. In the grand scheme of the podcast world, we are fairly new to the game, and it's been exciting. The feedback that we've gotten is tremendous. The team that we've got on board with Sean Green and the UCF Report posted every Tuesday morning, the Loud and Proud crew with Luis, John, and Paula, they drop an episode every Wednesday talking about Orlando City and the Orlando Pride, and of course, Greg Rhodes on Thursday with the Underreported. So it's been a lot of fun. We're not going anywhere. We're just taking a little hiatus after today's episode. And today's episode is going to be something unique. I asked Magic fans, what NFL team do you cheer for? I'm starting to get football on the brain, and we try and keep this episode that is posted on Fridays Magic-centric, but not just going to talk Magic alone. We're going to talk ways that this fandom spins off into other arenas as well. And I love me some NFL, love me some fantasy and betting on. I'm actually looking into week one betting lines already because I'm starting to get that little taste for it. So we've got all that coming up on today's episode. Apparently we lost a good one. I did not know this woman, but apparently fans seem pretty distraught over it. Talking Magic fans, of course. I combed through her Twitter account talking about Mama Deb, and it seemed like my kind of lady. So RIP to a woman affectionately known as Mama Deb, an OG Magic fan, and I've seen people come out of the woodwork saying great things about her. So hopefully, Mama Deb, you can pull some strings with the man upstairs, maybe get this crew a championship, and I'm sure that they would love to win one in your honor. So again, I don't want to offer too many words about somebody that I don't know personally, but clearly this is someone that meant something to Magic faithful out there. So RIP to Mama Deb. We have officially ventured into that time of year, the doldrums. And no sense in beating around the bush here. The casuals have left for the summer already. They'll come back when the NBA season ramps back up and we've got fresh Magic basketball to talk about beyond the media days and all of that coverage that we get in late September, the start of the year. And of course, the football season coming up, college football. You know, I do a live sports talk radio show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week in the zone. Many of you listening to this already know that. So I got to tell you, if you're listening to this right now, if you have pressed this button, you are either a lifer or you have found us by accident. And if the latter of the two is the case, well, you have made a great mistake. And no, hang around. We'd love to have you on board. This is the time of year where I always tell people that ask me, what do you talk about this time of year? This time of year can be very difficult for sports talk radio hosts because on most days in the heat of, you know, October, November, December, you wake up in the morning and you have to decide between three or four topics of what you're going to lead with that day. Once you get into late May, once you get into the real summer months of June, July, and early August, sometimes those topics smack you over the head, but more times than not, rather than having to decipher between three or four topics and going, okay, which one do I feel the most passionate about? You have to actually dig something up out of the mud. You wake up with nothing on your plate and you have to create something of interest. And so that's the difference. But I view that as a challenge. And I think that you can have fun with that. It's also a time of experimentation because, frankly, you lose listeners in sports talk radio and through podcasting this time of year. That's natural. You know, sports talk is a funny business. And this is my free life lesson sesh to open up here because I know a lot of people that want to get into the industry and people view this as a dream job. And it is in a lot of ways, but keep in mind, it is still a job. The dream is to be laid up on the beach with no bills and no debt and no one asking you to do anything ever. And if you want to pop on and chat about something via any sort of microphone device you've got that's over there in your hut, then you can go ahead and do that, but without any sort of schedule. This time of year does shine a light on the challenges that the job presents, the challenge of creativity, the challenge of desire and consistency and morale. You know, I've worked with so many people over the years since I started in 2010. And one of the things that you'll notice is that this time of year, all of a sudden, people tend to start to sag off in terms of the motivation, the interest in the job, and all of a sudden you realize this dream job that you had, you know, you might think you're a sports fan, but do you really talk and obsess about sports every single day to the point where you're talking to people about it for several hours a day, every single work day of the week? Now, some of you, that might apply, and if so, you might just want to venture on over to this business, but for most people, most well-adjusted people, you have other interests, and those interests tend to shine through this time of year, so just keep that in mind, you know, because the news cycle never stops once you get yourself into that hamster wheel. This is not me complaining. I love this job, and I have actually found, like I said, a lot of joy in this time of year. But this is where the challenge comes from. If you are listening to me right now and your thought is, I want to try and do this, I want to get into the sports talk radio industry, don't think about what your life would be like in October. Think about what your life would be like in late May. And if the answer to that is, I would still love every single second of it, then do it. That is how you should frame this as you decide whether or not to make this huge change. Now, of course, you know, we could get into the pay and all of that. That's a different discussion for another day. And honestly, anybody that's listening to this, I'm happy to have a conversation with you about it because I know there's a lot of curiosity about the industry and where it's going and what it pays and all of those things. Reach out to me. I'm happy to have that conversation. I'm easy to find on social. The toughest part of doing sports talk radio specifically in this city, in the city of Orlando, is trying to nail down exactly what this market cares about. Just anecdotally, I have seen just as many Eagles sports bars, Ravens sports bars, Green Bay Packers. I've gone to a Green Bay Packers bar. I'm not a Packers fan, but they're fun to hang out with, and they're on Sunday Night Football all the time. I've seen just as many Eagles, Ravens, Packers bars as I've seen Bucks bars during the football season. I will say the Dolphins tend to stand out as the most popular NFL.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
NFL team in this town, but I'm not sure that this is a completely objective opinion by me. I am a Dolphins fan, so I tend to seek that out more, and I also attract that sort of attention from our listeners. A lot of the emails that I get from people that listen to me on the daily are Dolphins fans that want to talk about the team. So I think things for me personally can tend to skew that way. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I still don't know. I still don't know when I crack a mic in the afternoon, what audience am I reaching today? Am I tapping in to the most dense portion of our sports talk audience? And that kind of stuff can drive you crazy. I've found ways around it, which we will talk about. But I asked a question on Twitter early this morning, a non-scientific sports poll that tackles this exact topic, a cross-sports research project, because I wanted to frame this in a different way. We've asked this question over the years to Orlando sports fans: which NFL team do you cheer for? I want to ask specifically Magic fans: what team do Magic fans cheer for? Now, a lot of those fans do live in the city of Orlando, so there's a lot of cross-pollination in terms of the answers. But a lot of Magic fans come from other places as well. There are people that live in Ohio and Louisiana that cheer for the Magic. So I wanted to stretch beyond that. Central Florida sports fans primarily exist within the greater Orlando area, but not all of them. So I'm just asking this in a different way. Threw this out there early this morning. It's gotten a pretty good response. As of right now, we're talking about 150 votes on this, which, as Twitter polls go, can give you a general idea of how people are feeling. So again, I asked the question, which NFL team do you cheer for as a Magic fan? 37% of the vote say other. So the four options were Dolphins, Jags, Bucks, and other. 37% of the vote say other. So I think part of that is it speaks to the melting pot that is the city of Orlando. It also speaks to the fact that you have Magic fans that do not reside in Orlando. And so they are far less likely to cheer for one of those three in-state teams. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the Florida team that received the most votes at 27%. The Jacksonville Jaguars at 21%, which really shocks me. And the Dolphins at 16%. Now, if you were to ask me, I would say it would go Dolphins, Bucks, other, Jags would probably be the order. Other's tough because other encompasses so many different teams. Let me reframe this. If I were to answer this based on what I have noticed over the years of what NFL teams Magic fans / Orlando sports fans cheer for, Other would be number one. And there's a lot of teams that are in that bucket. So that's part of the reason why. Dolphins would be two, Bucks three, Jags four. That's the way that I would have it. I know so many Steelers fans, Giants fans, Eagles fans, Ravens fans. They're all over the place. And I see it on the text line. Our text line every single day, we get a question about some team that isn't anywhere close to us in terms of proximity. So I believe that wholeheartedly. That is my very unscientific poll, and you take it with a grain here. But I also looked this up on subreddit, which, based on your opinion of Reddit, is either more or less scientific than my fly-by-night poll. But a lot of the people that responded to this question was, which Florida-based NFL team do y'all Magic fans and people of Orlando support? I just want to see which team gets the majority of support from all of you, since you guys don't have an NFL team. So very well worded and exactly kind of what I was looking for. So there is a subreddit on this that has 87 comments, most of which I'm not going to read all these to you. There's a lot of Bucks. There's a lot of Dolphins. I see more Jags than anything else. So my point in this is I stumbled through my own answer of how I would describe Orlando Magic fan NFL support. We see the Twitter poll tell us something that's completely out of whack from what I would expect. We have this Reddit thread that is all over the place. And I think it just speaks to exactly what I'm talking about, where I say the hardest part of doing this job, because the football world is there. I mean, it's huge as far as interest. And so I talk football all the time. But what do you lean heaviest into so that you hit the densest population of sports fans within your audience? Answering that question is nearly impossible when you look at how splintered we are in this city in terms of our interests. So in my humble opinion, the answer to the question is all. The answer to the question is none in terms of who Magic fans cheer for. Honestly, it's one of the reasons that I talk so much about sports betting and fantasy football is that I feel in my gut you're hitting the largest portion of a listening audience, because there are just as many individuals listening to sports talk in Orlando, Florida, as there that are interested in fantasy and or sports betting as there are of any one particular team. So I can research this until I'm blue in the face, but I kind of feel like I have my answer, even if that answer is completely undefined. For those that are watching on YouTube, I'm cutting this off now. For those that are listening on the podcast feed, Maura Carey from GolfLive.com, who covers the Dolphins, the Jags, and the Buccaneers, joins us now. Maura, welcome to the show. Where have your OTA travels taken you so far?
So far, just the Bucs. Thank you. I'm excited to be here today. But yes, just the Bucs so far. Looking to get to the Dolphins and Jags soon.
So I guess we'll start with Jalen Waddle. He got the bag today, 3 years, $84 million. I know that there's some fear that they'd have to move off of one of their wide receivers if they're going to make way for this Tua contract, but this has to be the best thing for long-term viability in terms of this team and Tua as a quarterback. What was your reaction to the news as that came down today?
Yeah, I was really excited to see it happen. I mean, one monster deal. I think we saw, you know, Nico Collins yesterday, but I think DeVonta Smith really kind of set the bar here. You know, Jalen Waddle was watching his college teammate get that deal, but then he was able to surpass this. I think St. Brown really helped that out as well. So I was really excited to see this contract. I am curious what happens with Tyreek Hill now, because I think he's going to want to look for kind of like an A.J. Brown similar situation, just like we saw with Smith. So wouldn't be surprised to see Tyreek Hill look for a little bit more cash following this deal, but I do think it's nice to see the Dolphins make some positive plays, especially after kind of a brutal free agency period.
Yeah, they lost a lot of guys. I'm going to ask you about that in a minute, but Tyreek Hill, I saw the instant reaction from him. I think it speaks to the camaraderie they have as a team. He was one of the first guys that I saw send a tweet out yesterday or earlier today that said, couldn't be happier. So
you can already see the sort of outpouring of support coming from the guy that probably wants to make sure that he's, you know, realistically he wants to be edging him out, but still happy for his teammate.
Yeah, I think those two have a really good connection going. I know when I spoke to Waddle earlier in the offseason, he said, you know, he takes little bits and pieces of his game to from everyone, kind of, but Tyreek Hill being next to him and being able to learn from him and work with him day in and out has been really, really a positive thing. So I think that they have a good connection going. I mean, they're two of the absolute key returners in that receiving room this year with a lot of new faces. So they're going to kind of need to be that 1A, 1B guy and lead the room. So I think they're ready for a season.
We're talking to Maura Carey. She covers the Dolphins, the Jags, and the Bucks for GolfLive.com. Mike McDaniel was talking yesterday about the improved arm strength for Tua, who I thought was holding out. There was like a soft... This might be the worst holdout I've ever seen, Maura.
It's a very unsuccessful holdout for sure. But I do think that speaks to Tua's character. I mean, Mike McDaniel, at the annual meeting, he said that he would be shocked not to see Tua there because it's been such a fundamental part of his growth as a quarterback, and it's really just it's key for building the team. So I started to see those rumors about potentially he wasn't there, and I was a little unsure what was going to happen, but sure enough, Tua's been present, which I really think is the best case scenario. But yeah, as far as holdouts go, I don't know if this is the most successful holdout.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it, but he'll probably end up getting paid anyway. They're going to take care of their guy. The Dolphins,
I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, they've been waiting for a quarterback that's halfway decent since Dan Marino, so it only makes sense.
Correct.
The Dolphins lost a lot of pieces in free agency, as you mentioned, but they added more speed in the draft through the running back room, wide receiver room. What kind of year do you expect from the Dolphins? Is there a drop-off coming because of all the guys that they lost, or is this more of a retooling and you kind of right back to the expectation that this team had last year?
I think that, you know, what we've seen historically with the Dolphins is they've had a really hot start with the season and then it kind of fizzled out. And I think this is the type of year where that really can't happen. You know, they have a lot of changes coming their way, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. And it's going to be difficult. We don't know the status of Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips coming right away. So it could be a really heavy load for Chop Robinson right away. He could get that welcome to the NFL moment extremely early this year. It's, you know, like we said yesterday, he's either going to sink or swim. So it's going to be a big responsibility for Chop Robinson off the bat. And then, you know, trying to find that replacement on the defensive side for Christian Wilkins is going to be very difficult. So I could see a slight drop-off in production slightly, but, you know, maybe that early bye week could kind of help them out in this way. It'll give them a chance to kind of reassess, go back to the drawing board, see what's working, see what's not, and then get ready for a difficult stretch.
All right, let's switch gears to the Bucks. It seems like they are insistent on running this thing back, Maura. Every move they have made in the offseason points in that direction. Do you think they have another gear to hit, or is this team just, like, are they stuck in 8-win mode and obsessed with the idea of just getting back to the playoffs, even if their upside is capped? Do you see them, with the roster they have, having the ability to push this thing another level in terms of playoff success?
Right. I think they can. I mean, I think you brought back all of the key pieces, right? Aside from losing Carlton Davis, which, you know, it was a more surprising loss, but nothing crazy. I mean, they brought back Antoine Winfield Jr., Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield, Levante David. If you ask me, I think Tristan Wirfs is next to get his payday. But Jason Light's done a really phenomenal job this offseason. While they've been able to keep all of the core pieces in Tampa Bay, they brought in some key pieces in Graham Barton, Chris Braswell. They had a very strong draft. I think Jalen McMillan and Bucky Irving will have an impact on the offense. And hopefully what we'll see is Baker Mayfield kind of continue that leadership, still carry that chip on the shoulder mentality, because we know that's when he works best. So I do think that the Bucks will have, you know, they've kept a lot of consistency, kept a lot of key pieces, but I think that they have more to show us in 2024, for sure.
What's been the word around the team in terms of their belief in Baker Mayfield and the players that you've talked to? Is there just total buy-in for this guy?
Oh, the guys have bought in on Baker Mayfield. I mean, they just love his. I think one thing that stands out about Baker Mayfield is that he's willing to work like a linebacker, essentially. Like, he is not afraid to get his hands dirty. He is not afraid to run the ball, which I think probably is something that maybe offensive coordinators don't necessarily love to see, but I think that that really fires his teammates up. So the guys are all in on Baker Mayfield.
All right, let's wrap with the Jags. It's all about Trevor Lawrence and his possible extension and his progression as a pro, because we still want to see him hit that next level. I saw the video of him working with Brian Thomas Jr. for the first time. You know, there was no defense covering him, so it, of course it all looks beautiful. But do you think this offense can be good enough to keep up in the AFC?
Yeah, I think this offense is going to be better than last year, to be honest with you. I mean, I know it was very dicey. The Calvin Ridley game was crazy. And, of course, the Titans came up with a big contract kind of as the dark horse there. But I do think that they brought in some really valuable pieces. Not to sleep on Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram, who had, you know, a big impact on the offense last year. We're going to need to see Trevor Lawrence keep that ball security and really work on kind of some of those decision-making skills. But I think that also comes from, you know, they got a new center, should be able to kind of keep Trevor upright more often. But I think a lot of pressure is on Brian Thomas Jr. I mean, we have Gabe Davis, we have Devin Duvernay, who will serve as more of a kick returner, which was valuable this year. But I think a lot relies on that Trevor Lawrence, Brian Thomas Jr. connection, and we're really hoping that he can fill the shoes of Calvin Ridley and hopefully even kind of surpass what he was able to do last year.
Maura Carey, go and give her a follow at Takes by Maura on Twitter, and you can follow all of her coverage at GolfLive.com. Thanks so much, Maura. You were awesome.
Appreciate it.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.